For the second time in as many weeks, the Chiefs are in the spotlight of a national audience. Primetime, 11 days ago, viewers witnessed the Chiefs falter after putting together a decent first half performance, ultimately concluded in a fourth quarter meltdown and another mark in the loss column. This week, they face the black and yellow in a black and blue AFC North division, where three of the four teams are battling for a spot at the postseason. In other words, it doesn't get easier from here. Gaining ground, or at the very least confidence for the Chiefs, will rely heavily on the play calling from the offense and Brian Daboll. More often than not, Kansas City's defense has played well enough to keep the team in ballgames, and at times has shifted the momentum to the Chiefs' side, only to be lost by a flat offensive series, or even worse, a turnover. The defense has made its fair share of mistakes this season, but has found a way to stop opposing offenses. Just not for 60 minutes. That give and take, that reliance on each other, is what separates good teams from great. It's what separates winning from losing. All year, the team has preached, together is powerful. And it most certainly is. Take, for example, the Baltimore game. The battle between the Ravens and the Chiefs came down to field goals. Any offensive push from the Chiefs, and that game would have, could have, and should have been a difference maker. That game is no different from last week's loss to the Chargers, or any other week for that matter. At halftime, the Chargers sprinted off the field, deflated from an Eric Berry pick in the end zone that held the game within one score, and saw the Chargers head to the locker room accompanied by a chorus of boos. In the third quarter, the game was relatively tight, but certainly not mistake-free. However, the floodgates opened in the fourth, and the Chiefs' offense delivered 14 points, only this time into the hands of their divisional rivals. The offense and the defense have just not played well together. Woulda, coulda, shouldas aside, the Chiefs were outmatched. The defense couldn't hold on to save the offense, and the offense couldn't produce enough to beat an even reeling San Diego team. It's now time to get the two sides on one page. It's time to have the offense move the ball effectively while protecting it with their life. It's time for the defense to catch their breath so that when asked, they can stem the tide that has been yanking the Chiefs and their fans into an undertow they just can't seem to escape. It's time to come together. It's time for the Chiefs to play good old-fashioned, hard-nosed football. They must play their game on both sides of the ball, and they must do so regardless of scores and records. They have to do it for themselves. They have to do it for the city. And they most certainly have to do it for the fans who have loved them for 50 years.